Ghost with Michael and Gabriel and all the angels. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Block Talk Radio.
Standing in your room.
Hallelujah. Yes, with myself, with the Holy Spirit, with the guardian angels, the ministering angels, the warrior angels. We welcome the Lord's army into this segment today. I'm so excited. Come in agreement with what God has for you. Come in agreement with His promises, with His prayer. Many times, due to no true relationship and lack of correct biblical knowledge, teachings that do not line up with the Word of God, or just plain ignorance of the Word of God. That's why a lot of people are still sick, still believing that they have cancer, still believing that they're depressed, still believing that they're hopeless. There are many reasons, but as the Word of God says, He has not given up. He's not done with you. Hallelujah. So meditate on the words of this song, which is the promises of God. My hope is that by hearing this, your faith will increase, and the expectation of seeing God's word in your life, God's voice in your life, come to pass. God's not done with you. Even with your understanding, God's not done with you. Study what this song is saying. Meditate on this word of God, along with confessing. Confess God's word. Confess your faith. Confess it with action, and then you'll see results. God's not done with you. Hallelujah. God's not done.
He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done.
Hallelujah. He's not done with you. He's not done with me. He's not done with any listener that comes on Block Talk Radio. How many steps do we have to make to tap into the power source in heaven? Can and do we admit we are powerless over our choices? We have admit that we have been powerless over our choices. But has it been true that we've been powerless over our choices? Or is it true that God gave all of us a free will, those that are His creation and those that are His children? This segment is focused on making a declaration as part of your solution to carry out the plans that God has for your life, for your family's life, for your neighborhood's life, for your community's life, not the plans that the enemy has. We know without a shadow of a doubt that it is true that faith comes through hearing the word of God. Faith to believe God's word is the very essence of receiving the promises that He says we can have. We can declare, we can decree, we can expect, we can anticipate, as believers, we are to focus and meditate on God's word. And right now, you're hearing a whole lot of stuff in your brain, which is like having a building, an apartment complex with a whole lot of people complaining. You need to cut the noise out. You need to shoot it. Shoot it with the gun of God. The scriptures is a gun to kill and destroy the things that come up against God's plans, to destroy those thoughts, those desires. The word of God is a gun that could kill. The word of God says in Romans 10:17, faith come by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. God gives us knowledge on how faith comes by taking in God's word, not only reading it, but confessing it, meditating on it, putting it on your walls, whatever it takes, so that you could tap into the power source in heaven. When I look at my own spiritual walk, I see how my faith has affected my life, how my faith has me alive. Over 3 years ago, I was told that I was going to die because my sugar went to 900. How did it get to 900? That's for another segment. And when I went to the hospital, the doctor said in 4 months I could die if I don't take my insulin. And I said in my mind, you die, not me. Lord, forgive me for saying that. But I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. Every day I fall short of the glory of God. I confess that because it's about being transparent. It's about walking in truth. There's no one on this earth that's sinless, that has not committed a sin, that has not leaned on their own understanding, that has not made poor choices in their companions, in their lovers, in their behaviors, in their decisions, in their jobs. We've wasted a lot of time, but God is not thinking about the past. He's thinking about the present and the future. He wants you to be in a better place. He wants you to tap into his power in heaven so it could come down on earth. In the book of Matthew in chapters 18, it says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. The spiritual work is done and the commandments is done in heaven and on earth and in heaven. It's a partnership. We are part of the Lord's army, but you have to believe it. You have to confess it. Meditate on this song right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. Sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. The Lord and receive a harvest for your seed, and in due time God will blow your mind with what he planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work. It's faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, just speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's doing a great work in me. That's what you got to say. You got to say, he's favoring me. The harvest is here. He's going to blow your mind. You're going to do greater works. That's what John 14:12 says, that greater works we will do because Jesus had to leave and leave the Holy Spirit behind. God is faithful to perform. Perform what? Greater works. In what? In you and me. God did a miracle in me. The same thing he did in me, he could do in you. He has no respect for people. So let's get into the word. Let's get into the steps. The steps that we have to do so we could tap into that power in heaven that is here on earth, so that we could confess the word that God wants us to confess, the word that the enemy doesn't even want us to know. So if you are listening to this segment today, tomorrow, whenever, he's starting a great work in you. So continue the word. Be part of the solution and not the problem in the name of Jesus Christ. So let's get with the word. The word of God says in Romans 7:18, which the word is already blessed, and we have already welcomed the Holy Spirit, knowing that this segment is to glorify the kingdom of God, to increase your faith, to activate your faith, to help you apply the word of God, the promises of God. So again, in Romans 7:18, it says, I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. How many could identify with that? If anybody says, I can't, you're a liar. And I rebuke the spirit of lie in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because in this, what we're actually saying is that we admit we are powerless over our addictions, our compulsive behavior, our choices, our companions that are a liability and not an investment. The places and people that are in our lives have become unmanageable, have been a liability in so many areas. So we admit that we have a sinful nature. Not only we admit it in our first step, but we come in agreement that the word of God already knew that we have a sinful nature. The word already God knew that we wanted to do good, but we did not do good. The word of God already knew that our mind and our heart are battling. So we have to have our mind with the word of God and our heart with the word of God saturated. In Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. The second step is we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And who is that greater power? The Holy Spirit, as John 14:12 says. But you see, in the world, many don't want to say Jesus Christ. Many don't want to say Holy Spirit. So in the 12-step program, you have Alcohol Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous. There's so many anonymous, but we know that all those people know they're sick. And all those people that go to these programs are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And sometimes you get more love, more encouragement from going to a 12-step program because they're in line with the word of God. They have to do a step. They have to complete step. They have someone that they're accountable to. And see, the body of Christ needs to be accountable to a messenger, a servant of God. because apparently reading the word and studying the word is not helping them get any better. So if you're not getting better on doing it with the Holy Ghost and with the Father God, then you need the Lord's army in the flesh to help you. And I'm in the Lord's army, and I'm here to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. The third step is we have to understand that the Word of God says in Romans 12:1, it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So worship is not only singing and praising God, it's being a sacrifice, sacrificing your body, your mind, your soul, your decisions to be pleasing to God, to be holy to God. Hallelujah. This is one of my favorite steps. I wish every institution, every church, every family, every human being would do this step. And the step is in reference with and in agreement with God's word and promise and direction and ordinance. In Lamentations 3:40, it says, let us examine our ways and test them and return to the Lord. See, in this step, what you're doing is making and searching a fearless moral inventory of yourself. You're examining yourself. What are your weaknesses? What are things that you've done that you know that you have to stop doing, that you need help with, that you know by yourself you can't do it, that you know going to a recovery program ain't going to do it, that you know if somebody laying hands aren't going to do it, that you need an encounter with Jesus Christ. Sometimes the only encounter you're going to have with Jesus Christ is through his servants, through his word, through his worship. In the name of Jesus Christ. The fifth step is we admit to God and another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Once again, that's why we have Block Talk Radio. That's why you have me as a faithful servant, ready, willing, and able to help you in all your affairs. Whatever I can do, I know the Holy Ghost could do. And whatever I don't know, the Holy Ghost could teach me because he's done it before. And he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And he's done greater miracles through me, in me, and on me. For his glory and honor, I confess this. And I admit to you and I admit to God that I praise God for using me as a vessel, as an instrument, and using me as an instrument that show people that God is for real, that he does the incredible, the impossible. Thank you, Jesus. So again, that scripture, that direction, that insight, that point, that step comes from James 5:16. And in James 4:10, it says, humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. You don't have to humble myself to come on Block Talk Radio. You don't have to humble myself when I ask someone, supposedly as a Christian that wants to serve God, to come on Block Talk Radio and they lie. And I have to humble myself not to go in the flesh and curse them out and deny my flesh, deny what's in my brain and what's in my heart. I got to humble myself before the Lord. And that's step six where it says we are entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So my defect of character right now is that I'm too sensitive for the flock when they say they're going to do something, they don't do it. Lord, remove that sensitivity from me. I'm admitted to you in the entire universe. I hate liars, and I hate those that are not faithful servants. I hate it, hate it, hate it. But there's a spirit in them. They need to tune into this program. Now, the seventh step is we humbly ask him to remove all our shortcomings, not some. So when we make that moral inventory and we identify our shortcomings, we ask him to remove those shortcomings. That's power in the tongue. That's power in faith. That's activating the power of God, the word of God, the promises of God. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive Brothers and sisters, this is what I see many don't do. They don't forgive their sins when God has already forgiven them, when they've come in spirit and truth to the Lord. And when they come in spirit and truth, the Lord forgives them. He purifies them. And he says that he purifies them from all unrighteousness. So he forgives all sins and he purifies us from all unrighteousness. So we become virgins again. Hallelujah. In verse 8 it says, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them. That's the step. Where does it come from? It comes from the word of God in Luke 6:31 that says, do to others as you would have them do to you. Step number 9, we make direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Now, see, this is very important because a lot of people have sickness, disease, and depression because they're holding on to regret. They're holding on to bitterness. They're holding on to resentment. They're holding on to I shoulda, coulda, woulda. They're holding on to something that somebody did to them 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last week. It don't matter. All of that is toxic. So if someone is in your brain, in your heart, that's toxic. If it is God's will and you know in your heart that confronting them, confronting them, because you confront them with a caring heart and a loving heart, if that will put you and them in a better place, then amen. But if that will cause more harm to you or to them, just let go and let God. And the word of God says in Matthew 5:23, it says, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift at the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gifts. See, God wants you to come to him with a clean heart, so you take the steps. I hear people say, Pastor, but I can't. They did this, they did that. Let me tell you, it's a liability for you to hold on to that pain. It's a dis-ease. It's poison. Because I know from my personal experience, they ain't even thinking about you. They're going on their merry life. And even if they don't have a merry life, it is toxic for you mentally, physically, mentally, physically, mentally, spiritually, socially. It affects the entire body, mind, soul, and spirit. Let it go. Today, say, Lord, I let go of this person, this situation, this memory. Now it's your job to remove it from my memory. I'm confessing it to you. Help me, Lord. You the one that said that you would help me. You the one that said you started a work in me. You the one that said that you would finish the work. You the one that said you're watching your word to perform it. So, Lord, I'm watching you right now that you perform the work to help me to forget all these people that hurt me, use me, and abuse me, and are talking about me in the name of Jesus Christ. And then let it go and just read God's word. Post his word up. The next step is continue to take personal inventory when we are wrong and promptly admit it. In 1 Corinthians 10:12, it says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. So I confess to the audience, I hate when someone say they're going to do something for the Lord and don't do it. It's not for me, it's for the Lord. Because see, I'm investing into eternal life. I don't have an investment here on this earth except for the seeds that I've planted for the glory and honor of God. But I'm investing into eternal life. I want when I go to heaven that he says, well done, my faithful servant. And I want that for everyone that my shadow has touched, that my lips have talked to, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone that has come on Block Talk Radio, I keep them in prayer. I've been on Block Talk Radio for so many years. I'm one of the pioneers on Block Talk Radio. Not on this particular one, but on Block Talk Radio with Pastor Fran. All over the world, they have heard the Holy Ghost through Pastor Fran. Glory be to God. So let's stand on his word. In Colossians 3:16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This is the word of God. This is not my opinion, but I've experienced that the word of God works. And if it works, work it because it's worth it. And that's what the 12 Steps program say. So if you think that you don't need the 12 seconds, you ain't got no addiction, then you ain't got no problem, that's a lie, and I rebuke that lie coming in your mouth, coming in your spirit, because everybody have a situation. Everybody needs to get closer to God. Everybody need more of God. Everybody need a spiritual awakening in the name of Jesus Christ. So in Galatians chapter 6, 1, which is the last step, says, brothers, if someone is caught in sin, in a sin, you who are spiritually should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. I experienced that last week, believe it or not, and through Block Talk Radio. But see, I humbled myself. I took the steps. I had a heart-to-heart text with someone and says, I'm not mad at you. I'm deeply disappointed. So, Father God, as we get ready to close this segment, knowing that you ordained this segment so that we could practice these principles in all our affairs, so that we could carry this message to all those that are hurting, all those that are hopeless, all those that need a spiritual awakening, because we know there's a whole lot of theologians out there that don't have a true relationship with Jesus, that lack the correct biblical knowledge, principles, and teachings, that the teachings that they have and the practices that they're doing, that they're not doing, don't align up with the Word of God. There's things that they're supposed to be doing and they're not doing, and that don't align with the Word of God. Just plain ignorance of the Word of God, just plain disobedience and laziness. You know, there are many reasons why people do not apply the Word of God and even these steps. But always remember that faith comes through hearing and hearing the Word of God. Stay focused on His Word. Hear these worship songs again and again and again until you see the results. Hallelujah.
There are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. Sometimes there are turns you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. And in due time, God will blow your mind with what He planted inside of you to bless the world as it blooms. A great work is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. Oh, He that has begun a great work in you.
Hallelujah. And we close in the name of Jesus Christ. I read affirmations and the Word of God and anything that the Holy Ghost guides me. And the Lord, by sister named Sandra Craig, gave me a book by Francis J. Roberts. And the book is named Come Away, My Beloved. And I just asked the Lord to give me a message through the Holy Ghost through Francis, and as you know, my first name is Francis, to give to the listeners. And this is the word that God has given me. There is never a day, there is never an hour, there's never a moment when you are outside my thoughts. As David said, the Lord thinketh on me, ye also say this as surely as could David. Ye are not no less dear to my heart, and I am equally concerned for you. Go not into the path of folly, for my heart goeth with thee wheresoever thou goest. And I grieve over thee when thou art turned aside. Ye may not be going in the opposite direction. Ye may be even be on a road that lies quite parallel with the one upon which I would have thee travel. But to be almost in perfect will of God is to miss it completely. Check thy course, charted by my word, and hold to it with rigid determination. And be not led aside by other little ships. For the scripture says, there were with them other little ships, but Jesus was in only one. Be sure you are in the boat with him. If ye hope to make it safe to shore in spite of the storm, for there shall be storms, but ye shall be safe if you abide close with me. This is a word from a Holy Ghost missionary, Frances Robert. Each time I read a word that God gave her to give to the nations, it always touches my heart. It always leads me to come to Jesus with an attitude of gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And as I fast on this moment, Lord, I fast on behalf of every listener that is struggling, that's trusted in you, Lord, that has faith in you, Lord, that's come on Block Talk Radio to hear real pastor, Pastor Real, because that's what people call me. That's not what I call myself. That's what they've called me. That's the proof that they see me. They know anyone that knows me knows that I'm sold out for you, Lord. I'm sold out for those that are hurting, those that are hopeless, those that have been challenged, those that are going through tests and trials right now, those that don't know if they're going to live for tomorrow or be alive tomorrow. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, asking you to forgive me for all my sins, known and unknown, asking you to continue to use me for your glory and honor. Have your way, Holy Spirit. And every time someone comes on this Block Talk Radio, Lord, that you bless them beyond their understanding, my Lord, that you give them a spiritual operation, Lord. I lift up Alan Levy and all the staff of Block Talk Radio, that you bless them and that you order their steps. Give them the urgency to say, what is that woman talking about? Who is she? And that they will know that it's not about she. It's not about me. It's about who is in me. The great I am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting counselor, the best benefit, the best investment that we can have in life, the best living water, the best manna from heaven, the great physician. He will prosper you. He will help you when others have abandoned you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you right now and forevermore. And his word says, when you don't know what to pray for, pray in your heavenly language. So if you have a heavenly language, pray, intercede, and petition for me and the ministry that God has given me. All for his glory and honor. Hallelujah. And now I pray. pray in my heavenly language until this segment is closed. I lift up our president, Lord. Because no matter what he's done, what they've said he's done, who he is the president of the United States. So I lift him up, Lord. I lift up everyone around him. I lift up the White House. I lift up Israel in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I lift up every ambassador, every leader, every senator, every congressman, every congresswoman. I lift up my godson, Brian L. Rowe, Lord, that you release him, my Lord. Release him from Fort Dix prison in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Because he's a faithful servant, Lord. He wants to serve you. He's serving you while he's in there. He wants to serve you out now, Lord. He knows, my Lord, why you had him in there. For what purpose? He knows it's to glorify you. At the end of the day, Lord, it's all for you, Lord. All for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. Your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart.
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run. 'Cause God's not done with you. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars.
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you.
The atmosphere is changing, nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting, mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky, chains will fall, mountains.
I live.
spirits change. Nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The spirit is moving, burning like a flame. Healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All the of shame.